right. Moving on here in verses 6 and 7. Title of these verses, Introducing Tamar. Enter Tamar. Verse 6, looking here at the parsing of the two verses. The first thing I want you to see that should jump out to you is this facade of doing what his forefathers did when he himself was not willing to do so. Now Judah took a wife for Er, his firstborn. He didn't let Jacob take a wife for him. He went out and he pursued her on his own. He saw, he lusted, and he took her. But now we see this role that he's trying to adopt or implement in regards to his life. We'll get into this obviously in the notes, but all this is significant in regards to what is truly being pictured here. The wow consecutive, our verb to take here, is the Cal Perfect Third Masculine Singer, Lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H. It's the same verb that was used in regards to seeing the daughter of Shua, and he took her, Lakach, and went into her. So the same verb here is used. Proper noun, Judah. A wife is your common feminine singular absolute, Ishasha in the Hebrew, I-S-H-S-H-A-H. Then you have the preposition Lamed, followed with the proper noun, Er, for Er. His firstborn is a common masculine singular struck with the third masculine singular suffix or noun, Bekor, B-E-K-O-R. His firstborn, and her name was Tamar, a wow conjunction, a noun for name, common masculine singular constructive third feminine singular suffix, her name, Shem, S-H-E-M, and a proper noun, Tamar, transliterated T-A-M-A-R. Verse 7, he was successful with this one, wasn't he? Not even. Sarcasm intended. Verse 7. But Er, Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord took his life. You have the wow consecutive, followed with the cow and perfect third masculine singular of the verb Hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, in the Hebrew, often translated was or is. But it means he became, came into existence, is active, is not intransitive, is transitive verb. And he became, literally, proper noun, heir. Again, our noun for firstborn, common masculine singular construct, Bekor, B-E-K-O-R. The firstborn of Judah, in the construct state there, firstborn of Judah. Then our adjective for evil, masculine singular absolute, is Ra, R-A, with the mark for the I and the silent in the Hebrew. Ra, evil, a general term for evil. He was evil in the sight of the Lord, no matter how anybody else saw him. This is how God saw him. Preposition bet, followed with the common both dual construct noun, our word for eyes, ayin, A-Y-I-N, in the eyes of the Lord, Yahweh, transliterated. Jehovah is a translation. Yahweh is transliterated from the Hebrew. Had people argue with me that this is generally the King James people. If it ain't King James, then it's not holy. Neither is your perception in regards to the Bible. talking about ignorance. All right, I don't know why I got off on that, but I just did. That phone call came ringing back in my ears all of a sudden. Well, consecutive, the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, and then you had the well consecutive followed with the hifil verb, imperfect third masculine singer with third masculine singer suffix, our verb to kill, to execute here, muth, M-U-T-H. Hifil is causative, hence God was the cause of his death. And he caused to kill him. And then you have Yahweh repeated, the Lord. All right, well, I'm just going to let you go a little early. We got the parsing out of the way. We can pick up at the analysis Thursday. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light us these things. In Jesus' name, amen.